privilege of going through a Bible book together.
We're going to go through the book of Philippians. We're going to round that down today. We'll be starting a new book next week. But I want to finish with one of the poems that's in it that the Apostle Paul writes. So I'm going to read that to us now, and then we'll explore that a little bit about pointing ourselves in the right direction. Paul writes this. He says, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. By taking the very nature of a servant, he made, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." How do we treat authority? That's a good question, isn't it? How do we tend to treat authority? Now, I remember being in my secondary school in a materials technology classroom, okay? Renowned for being completely glass all the way around. It's freezing, right? The order to take your coat off at that point isn't obeyed because you know that you'd be freezing, okay? So we're sat there. It's the middle, I think it's the middle of the week, middle of the day. It's kind of that point in the week where you're kind of going, okay, come on, we can do this. Okay, sat in the materials technology classroom. Bearing in mind I was 15 at the time I was doing this. I was like, yeah, okay. This is how we're doing school today. This is good. Okay, teacher walks in, no change. Okay, this wasn't just me, I'll add. Okay, it's just before you're judging. Okay, I saw it in your faces. I'm sat there, coat on, uniform, shirt untucked, tie not done up properly. Okay, head teacher walks in. Now, this never happens, right? Head teacher walks in, we never see her. Okay, she didn't tend to walk around the school much. Okay, so when she was there, man, that meant something was about to happen. Okay, what do you immediately do when authority walks in? I'll tell you what we immediately did. We immediately tried to do it subtly. Okay, so we didn't rush. Okay, so just went, ooh, it's warm. Oh, I'm getting warm. Oh, okay. Okay, tried to do it subtly, didn't work. She noticed. How do we treat authority? Why do we treat head teachers differently? Why do we treat parents differently? Why do we treat God differently? And we've been going through the book of Philippians, and that is all about Jesus. And it says something to us that is special about Jesus. In fact, it says that there is no one more important than Jesus. There is no one more important than Jesus. Now, hands up if you've seen someone really important in person. Okay, not on TV. Hands up if you've seen someone really, really important in person. Is anyone willing to shout out?
The Queen.
Hands up if you've seen the Queen. There's a lot of people here that have seen the Queen. Amazing. Maybe it's our proximity to London. Just a lot of royalists. A lot of people. Okay, I once saw Ewan McGregor. It was with my photography degree. Went into London, saw the red carpet. Genuinely didn't expect this to happen. I completely froze. Really weird. Okay, completely starstruck. Ewan McGregor was like right there. And I was like, oh. I didn't know what to do. And then he went past and I went, whew. Oh, that was Ewan McGregor. So how do we treat those in authority? But there is no one that is really more important than Jesus. Now, I'm going to put some pictures up on screen. Who are these people? Not those people. These people. Anyone recognise them? Do you know what? That's funny. There's a lot of love for Fireman Sam on that. The majority of people went, yes, I know who that is. That's Fireman Sam. Of course it is. Yeah, that's Fireman Sam. The new one, not the original, sorry. It's CGI Fireman Sam. Okay, any idea who the other two people are? Boris Johnson and the Queen, which many of us have seen. Yes, well done. Okay, now imagine if one of them walked in here. Okay, if one of them walked in here, now, you'd be a bit weirded out if Farm and Sam walked in here, wouldn't you? Okay, yeah. How has that happened? Okay. Now, unfortunately, I haven't got anyone dressed up, which I really should have done. Now, if one of them walked in here, I imagine that what you would stop doing is listening to me. You would. I know it would happen. Okay, if someone walked in who is that important, you would immediately give them your attention. Now, we know who Fireman Sam is. Fireman Sam generally puts out fires that Norman Price starts. That's true, isn't it? The Queen and the Prime Minister help us run the country. But the Bible says that Jesus is more important than all of these people. Jesus is really important because he is God. And not only is he God, he sorted out our biggest problem. And Philippians calls that sin. Now, a really easy way to remember sin is this. It is shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your ways. So S-I-N, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your ways. And the Bible tells us that everyone has sinned. Everyone has said no to God. But if we've got a God who gives us life and we turn away from that, what do we get? Well, we get not life, don't we? We get death. But God knew this. And so Jesus came and died. And by doing so, meant that we can enjoy life with God again. Now, I can't sort out your sin. I can't sort out your biggest problem. But the great news is there is someone that can. And that is Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is way more important than me. Jesus is God. He sorted out our biggest problem. There is no one who is more important than Jesus. Great, so we've been looking at the fact there is no one more important than Jesus, not even Fireman Sam. That's going to sound weird on the recording. And secondly, what we're going to look at is that everything we do points towards Jesus. Now, I have an invitation here. It is to Mr. Griffin at Central Baptist Church. And I'm going to need someone to see if they can open it and read it. So I'm just going to ask if you could do that for me. That's okay. Do you mind just opening it for me? Lovely red envelope. Okay, do you mind just reading that out for me?
The Lord Chamberlain is commanded by Her Majesty to invite Mr. Aaron Griffin to a garden party at Buckingham Palace on Monday, 24th of February, 2020, from 4 to 6 p.m.
Great. Thank you very much. Hold on to that. Thank you. So this is an invitation. I can't wait, if I'm honest. I can't wait. Although, having just read that out, I've realised it's tomorrow. I need to book some time off work, Andy, if that's all right. Great, okay, so look, what would you wear? If you got that through the post, what would you immediately be thinking? You'd immediately be thinking, wow, it's tomorrow, what am I going to wear? What's it going to be like? What's going to happen? Let's put that down, sorry. An invitation to a garden party with the Queen. Now, the Bible says that one day, we are going to meet Jesus. That's what the Bible says. That's what we read out earlier on. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Bible says that we treat Jesus differently. And one day we will meet him. It doesn't matter if we believe in him or not. The Bible says that we should bow. and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, if you are new to the church, or maybe you're visiting this morning, it might be that you've noticed that we do some things slightly differently. So we sing together. Sometimes we even dance. Thank you, Richard. We pray. Some of us give money to help the church work and to function. We talk to one another. We serve coffee. We play in the band. We do AV. There's loads of things that are happening this morning, but we all do these things because they all point to Jesus. Why? Because we love being friends with Jesus, who is God, who is the most important being. We love him because he loved us so much. He loved us enough to die for us. And because he did that, he is the most important being. So our church will always point towards Jesus. The Boys and the Girls Brigade function through this church to point towards Jesus. We will sing, we will pray, we will read the Bible because we want to point towards Jesus. We point each other, we point ourselves to the one who loves us so much. Jesus is the most important being, and everything that we do points towards Jesus. So let me ask you this question. Let's ask this question to ourselves. Where is my life pointing? Is it pointing towards me? Is it pointing towards making me as happy as possible? Or is it pointing towards Jesus? Is our passion to get people making sure they like us as much as they can? Or liking him as much as they can? Jesus is the most important being. He loved us enough to die for us. And so we point our lives towards him. Let's pray, and then we have a couple of questions that we've been given from Club Central. So let's pray together. Jesus, it is a privilege to know this, to know that you died and rose again, that we can now have access to God the Father, that we can live our lives for him. Father, I want to pray for each of us that in some way, way over today or this week, that we would see ways in which we could point towards Jesus. And for those of us who don't yet believe in you, Father, would you be at work in us? Help us to see where our lives are pointing. Thank you that in Jesus Christ, true satisfaction can be found. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I'm going to invite Dom and Ade to come up. Dom and Ade, if you don't mind. We had three very, very good questions in the question box at Club Central that we thought this morning would be a great time to answer that. So the first question is, why is God the king of the world? Second question is, why is Jesus so important? And the third question is, what's the difference between preaching and shoving the Bible down someone's throat? All three very good questions, I feel. Okay, so we'll take these in turn. Dom, why is God the king of the world?
Can you hear me? I don't know if anyone's ever actually thought about this question before. I know I hadn't thought about it until I sat down last night to think, how am I going to answer this in front of you all? It's something that a lot of us who've grown up in church take for granted, that God is the king of the world, right? Don't really think about it. God is the king of the world because he's God and I'm not, right? But one of the greatest kings who ever lived wrote this. This is the cue. Awesome. This is from Psalm 8. I think about the heavens. I think about what your fingers have created. I think about the moon and the stars that you've set in place. What are human beings that you think about them? That's what the Bible says. God is God and we are little, right? That's basically it. God made the earth out of nothing. He made stars from nothing. Then God made man and he loved him. God made woman and he loved her. So why is God the king of the world? Because he created everything and I didn't. Well, that's the first bit of the answer. But the second bit is the bit I really want you to think about. Why is God king of the world? Because he created everything and I didn't. But more importantly, what are you going to do about that? Like, God is king of the world, but, last bit of the verse, what are human beings that you think about them? God is king of the world, he made everything there is. He made you, he made me, and he loves them, but he still thinks about you. He loves you just as you are. So here's my challenge for you. What are you going to do about the fact that God is king of the world?
Great, thank you, Dom. Why is Jesus so important?
Big question. A question a lot of people ask. Why is Jesus so important? Why is Jesus? Well, Jesus is so important because of what he did for us. Because he died for our wrongdoings, our sins. But even more so, we can't come to God without coming to Jesus. So Jesus allows us to come to God. So we have to come to Jesus, who, because of us, God gave him to us, because he is God's only son. That's another reason why it's so important. He's God's only son. God gave Jesus to us by him coming into the world to live a life of servitude, of humility, of servant, and to point us towards God, and then to take the ultimate responsibility, which is to die for us on the cross. So that is the real reason why Jesus is so important, because of what he did on the cross for us, and because we cannot come to God without him. The other one reason is we celebrate him. And of course, all you have to think about is Christmas Day to know that's the biggest birthday celebration ever in the world. Think Christmas Day, think Jesus.
Amazing. Thank you very much. And I'll take the last one. What is the difference between preaching and shoving the Bible down people's throats? My response to this is, it's a very good question. I think there is an attitude to how we talk to people about Jesus. We can come with the attitude of going, I'm right, you're wrong. This is what the Bible says. You should believe it. Okay, but that's not what we do, is it? When we preach, either up on stage or to friends or to family or to children or to whatever, we preach because we love Jesus, and as an overflow of that love for Jesus, we love other people. And so we talk to them about what the Bible says. We talk to them about Jesus. But our attitude, we need to look at our attitudes first before we do that. So three great questions. Round of applause for these guys. Thank you guys very much.